Blog Talk Radio.
I can't say what's left to do. Truth is I'm weak. No strength to cry. No tears to cry. Even if I try. But still my to die. What else will change my life? Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne.
Evangelist Connie Hayes, Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. It is October the 1st, 2016. It's about 8:35 a.m. in the Central Time, and I am coming to you this morning to just say thank God that I have this opportunity to come back again to bring the word one more time. I thank God for giving me this opportunity to come forward one more time, and I ask that something may be said on this show that will help you along your way or maybe even be an answer to one of your prayers. I just ask that you will pray my strength in the Lord as I go forward. I'm having a little sinus congestion, but that's okay. I'm going to keep on moving anyway. And if by chance I have to pause a minute, don't worry, I'm coming back. But I also know that if you do anything in God's will, if it's my will, if it's in God's will for me to do this, it will go forward, and it will go forward with power. And I believe that this is God's will for me to do this this morning. So I pray that something will be said that will bless you along your way. If you're not here now, maybe you'll come later on, hear it in the archives. Whenever you receive this word, my prayer is that this message, when you hear it, it is for you, and it will be according to the plan and the will that God has for you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you this morning as humbly as I know how, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, for everything, Father God. Thank you for this appointed time, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you are fresh anointed and have fell in this place today, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you have went before me to make ease and successful my way, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that your word will not come back void. Thank you, Father God, that you will be a blessing unto your people, Father God, as you use your servant to go forward, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you come forward, Father God, and you have your way, Father God, for you know how you have set this up to go forward. Father God, I am just the instrument that you would use this morning to go forward, to carry your word. Thank you, Father God. And I ask, Father God, for every ear that would hear this, that it would be a blessing unto them, Father God, that it would direct them and give them guidance, Father God, that they would lean not to their own understanding, but they would totally trust in you and know that you have the perfect plan for us, because it says to us in Jeremiah 29, for you have the plan for us. And I believe, Father God, that from the beginning of the foundation, that everything was put in motion for us, Father God, that everything is in its rightful place at its rightful time right now, according to the will of God. And I just want to say thank you, Father God. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Thank you right now. I pray this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, this morning, I thank you for stopping by. Yep, it's a little gloomy out, a little rainy out, but you know what? When the rain falls, that's because things are getting watered. So just look at it as something in your life is getting watered. It's either getting watered or it's getting washed away. So just keep in mind, just when you pray, that you must learn how to pray in the will of God. We have to start praying according to the will that God has for our life. Because what God may have for me, it may not be for you. So pray and ask God, not your will, not my will, but let his will be done in your life. And today, I'm going to come out of Mark 11 and 24. And this is really a very, very old lesson that I wrote a long time ago. It just fell out this morning because God hadn't really given me anything to come forward with this morning. And I was like, Lord, what do you want me to say? And this fell out the Bible when I went to do my morning reading and to go in to get the scriptures that I put out on Facebook every day. This fell out. It's in Mark 11:24. It says, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever ye pray, when ye pray, believe that ye receive it, and ye shall have it. Mark 10 and 27, and Jesus looked up to them and said, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So in other words, when we're praying, we can't be down there praying and doubting. When you pray, we have to trust and we got to believe, and we have to know that it's in the will of God for us. Because if it's not in the will of God, you can pray and pray and pray and pray. It's not going to come to pass. Now, you can walk out of it and make it happen for yourself, because we all have free will. But if you want what's according to the plan that God has for your life, you must pray in the will of God. And a lot of times we are praying and we don't know what to pray for, but we do have an intercessor, which is Christ. And we do have the Holy Ghost that would lead us. So we can just pray, pray, pray. But when it truly comes forward, for that prayer to go forward, because you're trying to pray in the will of God, then ask the Holy Ghost. Ask the Holy Ghost to help you. And it will help you. And you will feel the comforter of the Holy Ghost when you call on the Holy Ghost. Because it's always there. The Holy Ghost is always there. So we have to learn how to pray, we have to ask, we have to believe, and we have to be ready to receive what the prayer answer is for our will in our lives. Because sometimes we're praying for something that is not for the will of our life, or sometimes we're praying and we're ahead of what God has for us. Sometimes we have to slow down and we have to wait on God's time, because we do know God's time and our time is totally different. So what we have to do is that we have to learn how to be patient in the Lord, not patient in ourselves, because we got patience in ourselves. You know what? You ain't going to make it. So you have to have patience in the Lord. And when I say have patience in the Lord, that means that you truly, truly trust that God is going to bring it out all right. When you truly, truly pray and truly believe that God knows what he's doing, then you learn how to be still and know that his will is going to be clear for your life. Then you learn how to pray and stop leaning to your own understanding. Then you begin to ask and wait on it. Wait on what you ask God for and watch God bring it to fruition. Watch God bring it all the way around to you. We begin to understand that God knows what's best for us. We begin to know that God knows the beginning of it and he knows the end of it. That's why they say he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He knows all things. It is nothing that God does not know. God knows everything in the nakedness of it, where that I may dress it up. But when God hears, God already knows exactly what it is. Just like when you tell a lie. You ain't lie. You may lie to me and get away with it, but it's no lie to God, because God already know what the truth is, because he's in everything. He sit high and he looks low. So we have to understand that when we are praying, that prayer is the key to everything, to every single thing. Prayer is the key, and prayer opens up doors. Prayer would change things. Do you hear me? Prayer changed you. Prayer changed me. Prayer will keep you quiet. Then prayer will tell you that even the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord. No matter what you're going through or what come your way, God will begin to show you through him. He will begin to show you the change of your prayer in you when situations come up on you. I mean, prayer is the key to everything. Try it. If you have never tried prayer as a solve, to solve a problem for you, I dare you to call on the name of Jesus. And everything we do, we have to ask it in the name of Jesus. We cannot go around Jesus to get a prayer answer, because he said that if you ask anything in my son's name, I will do it. That's in the word of God. So we have to learn how to pray and ask God for what we want, and we have to learn how to ask, believe, and receive. Because it tells us that if we do that and we trust that God is going to do just what we ask, he's going to do it. And a lot of times we run into problems because we don't want to ask God, because we want something that we see somebody else have. That may not be for you, or that may not be your season for it. And God may have something better for you. So when you get on your knees from now on, ask God, and then keep your mind stayed on him, as it says in Isaiah. I think that's Isaiah 3:26. It said, if you keep your mind stayed on me, that God will keep you in perfect peace. And then when the prayers of the righteous go out, it availeth much. God's word ain't coming back void. If you are a prayer warrior, and you are praying and intercessor for others, God is going to answer those prayers. Because God put them, the prayer warriors, the prayer intercessors, he put them in place, and everybody can pray. You may not pray like I pray. I may not pray like you pray. I may pray I may pray 5 minutes. You may pray 2 hours. It doesn't matter. God hears the prayer. Quit measuring and judging yourself according to what others do. Find out if God is satisfied with what you're doing. Pray unto God and not unto man. Let us keep our minds. We can pray so many prayers. Pray prayer of faith, the love, hope, trust, happiness, joy, strength, patience. The Lord Jesus will answer according to his will and not our will. I just told you that. Pray for strongholds to come down in our life, in our families, our churches. We have to learn how to pray. We have to get out from among all this mess. come from among all this mess and this nonsense and stop putting your opinion in everything because everybody got an opinion. But I dare you to start getting on your knees. We need to pray for the pastors on these front lines. We need to start praying for the prayer warriors. We need to pray. The body of Christ needs to come together as one, and we need to chain a chain of prayer because that cannot be broken. We need to call on the name of Jesus, and when we call on the name of Jesus, we got to know that we know that we know that we're going to get an answer. And once you begin to put your trust and your faith in Christ, you will begin to see a difference in your life. You will begin to pray about things that you thought that you would never pray about and know that God is never too busy that he cannot hear your prayer. Everything that we do and everything, God is so concerned about us. It says, for God, he cared for us. Only thing we do is we just don't ask. We don't ask. A lot of times we don't ask because we figure that we're doing whatever we want to do. We're not walking according to the will of God. But there's a key for that too. Repent, turn, come out of it. Repent, turn, and come out of it. And trust God that God is the covenant keeper of your soul and that God will give you the strength to endure that temptation. But we don't pray for it because we don't want to come out of what we're in. We want God to do this. But we don't want to stop doing nothing we're doing. We're constantly going against the word of God, and then we constantly want the prayer answered. But I do know that in your mess, God will answer you because that's the kind of God he is. But I do know that you got to come out of it too, because if you have a heart that you want to please God, God forbid if you continue in sin. And I know that we all sin and come short of the glory of God. I'm saying that you premeditate. You already know when you get on your knees and you start praying. You praying, Lord, forgive me for what I just did. And Lord, and I won't do it. I'm not going to do it again. And not even 2 hours went by and you up in the same thing again. That is not sincere. And if it's not sincere even to me, you know it's not sincere unto God. When you pray, you have to believe that God is going to bring you out of it. This is a story that happened, and it's true. When I was in drugs, I used to pray all the time, Lord, free me from drugs. Stop me from doing drugs, Lord. I know you can do it, Lord. Yeah, he could. But the thing was that I was praying amiss. Because I wasn't even believing it, because as I was getting the prayer out of my mouth, I was thinking about where I was going to get my next hit from. I was thinking about who I can call up and find out where the next weed was. So it was not sincere until I came from the sincereness of my heart and I asked God to help me and to really take it away. Oh, my God, he did it instantly. And I'm not knocking anyone. Please don't take this the wrong way. I'm not knocking anyone that had to go the way you went to come out of yours. When I came out of drugs, God took me out of it just like that. One day I was getting high, and the next day I was not getting high. But it was because of the praying people. It was because I had a praying pastor for me. I was praying for myself. And then I began to believe that I could come out of it. Then I began to put all my trust and my faith in God, and he did it. And when he took the taste out of my mouth, I never have a desire for it. I don't dream about it. I don't think about it. I don't want it back in my life. But I had to get right. I had to repent, turn, and come out of it. I could not be saying, doing that prayer in the morning and then getting dressed to go and find my drugs. That was not true. It sounded right at the time, and it felt like I wanted to do it, but I wasn't ready for that. But oh my God, one day I called on him from a sincere heart and a ready heart and the appointed time for me to come out of drugs. And he took it just like that. Until today, it's over 20 years that I have not have a desire for it, and nor do I ever choose to go back. Because my thing is, people talking about you can go back, I don't believe that you can go back to anything that God took you out of. If God did it, because God does a perfect work, and I believe that I may have other 10,000 other things on my list that I need to get done, but drugs will never be the problem for me again. I don't believe it will. I believe when God took it, he took it, and it was gone and never to come again in my life. So it's what you believe and how you believe in what God will do. And you have to believe in the prayer that you send forward to God. Because prayer is the key. Prayer will open things up for you. And when you begin to pray, and you begin to pray in this word, when you begin to say, Lord, you are my shepherd and I shall not want. When you begin to say, Lord, I look unto the hills from which cometh all my help and my strength, Lord. When you begin to say, Lord, I'm calling on you because I need an answer. When you begin to say, Lord, I know that there is nothing too hard for you, you will get an answer. When you knock, you ask, you knock on the door, and the door shall be opened unto you. Oh, my God. When you say King of Kings and Lord of Lords, when you call on the name of Jesus, he shuts them down so he can hear his servant, so he can hear his daughter, his son, call his name out. And he comes to see about us just when we need him the most. Excuse me for coughing. But he comes to see about us just when we need him the most. And when you call on him, you must believe that he's going to answer you. You must trust in him. You must know that God has so many prayers. God has so many things to answer us in prayer. If we just trust him, if we put our prayer to work, if we stop gossiping and get off of these phones with people and get out of all the stuff we into and start just talking to God, even if you're just riding along in your car or you're sitting at work, you may have a prayer in your heart. God hears that prayer. And God honors those prayers. Because that's your time with God. And you have to ask God to put a covenant between you and him. Because God is a covenant-keeping God. And see, we don't ask for that because we don't know to ask for that. Or some of us do know to ask for that, but we just have not asked for it. Start doing and trusting what God is saying in his Bible. And if he kind of take you on a direction that you don't understand, like I'm in a direction that I don't understand right now. But my mind is that I'm trusting God. My mind is because I'm serving a true and living God. My mind is because God knows that I want to please him. God knows that I want him to be satisfied with me. So therefore, I'm walking in obedience to what God is telling me to do. So therefore, when I hit the floor every day, I get up, I get on my knees, and I thank God for giving me this day no matter what's going to come in it. Because whatever comes in this day, I know that it was ordained and designed for me to take me, to get me to where he wants me to be. And that's where you have to start looking at it. Not that everything's people are picking on you or they ain't doing this. No. Look at it that God is going to take all of that, and he's going to take it, and he's going to work with that Romans 8:28. He's going to take the good, the bad, the ugly, and he's going to work it all together. When I begin so hard and things hit me so hard, and I pray, I said, Lord, I stand on your word, Romans 8:28, that I don't understand it, but I know that this is working for my good. I know that it don't look good now, Lord. But I know that you're going to bring it out all right. I dare you to start calling on him and talking to him. Call unto him. He will answer you. He'll answer you in a way that you will know that it's him answering you. Because he's a God of a pleasing Father. For he loves us. And he will take you whichever way he needs to take you. He will stretch you whichever way he needs to stretch you to get you to where you need to go so you may serve the purpose and the destiny that he has for your life. And it may not be like somebody else's journey. But don't worry about it. If you're praying unto God, if you're saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, call on the name of Jesus, and you will get an answer. And some may say, well, I'm doing without so much. But God has not put a life in this world that he cannot feed and cannot take care of. I dare you to call on him. You may not get exactly what you're asking for, but you won't be hungry today because that's the kind of God he is. You may not be in your house right now or can't get a house right now, but there's so many places that God has out here that you can go that you're not out here in this rain. Learn how to trust God down your path and watch God make it okay. And in Psalms 5, 1 and 2, it says that give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King, my God. Unto thee will I pray. We're talking about the Almighty God. That's where you got to take your cares to. That's where you got to take everything that you carry to. You got to take it to the Lord in prayer. And he will make a difference in your life. And God is a prayer answer. He will answer you. He will come to see about you just when you need him the most. He will do just that. And when you trust in him and you call on him, ain't no thing in it. If you call on God, you will get an answer. Trust in him and know that he's going to bring everything out all right. And then repent. The things that you do and you figure you can't go back to the throne, you can go to, that's your dad. You can go to him whether you did good or bad. You can go to him. He's there for us because he loves us. Go to your dad. Don't let nothing get in your mind saying, well, I'm doing this and I can't go. You can go to your father. That's your dad. And he will answer you. And when you pray unto him and you really trust him, he will take care of you. And there's a time, and there's a time and a season for everything. But trust me, if you call on God, your expectations shall not be cut off. It says in Proverbs 23 and 18, for surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. God is not going to. He's going to give, if he don't give you what you're praying for, he's going to give you better. Have you ever been praying for something for so long, and you looked up, and God didn't give it to you, and then you look back at it, and you're like, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for not giving it to you. That's because God's going to give you what's best for you. Because we don't know what's best for us. Excuse me. So we have to trust. We have to understand that God is God. We have to stand that Jesus Christ paid it all for us. But we have to learn how to get in the Word of God. And we have to learn how to ask in the name of Jesus anything that we're asking. And if it is not part of God's will for you and your destiny and your purpose and your assignment, it shall not come to pass. He will give you what is according to his will for your life because you're yet trusting in him. And when you trust in God, he will bring it out. And once you begin to trust in God, you begin to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto you. And once you begin to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto you, you will hear your prayers will change. You will start praying, Lord, not my will, but what is your will for me today, Lord? What is your will for me to do in the kingdom of God today? Because you do know that it's all about the kingdom of God. You do know that God saved you and gave you a prayer to help your brothers and your sisters. You do know that it's all about the kingdom of God. You do know that we are to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then everything that we add will be added unto us. That means even the unanswered prayers that you have, which is the key. God is the key. It's the key to unlocking every prayer that it is. whether it's the prayer that is for you or the prayer that will be better for you. That's why at the beginning he was there. At the end, he is there. We have to keep in mind that God, there is nothing too hard for him. There's not a battle that he cannot win. Do you know that God, the Lord Jesus, reigned in victory? Do you know that? Do we really know who we serve? Do we really, really understand that God is the God of the whole universe? I don't care nothing about who they talking about, who to vote for. I don't care nothing about that. Because I know who runs. I know who rules this world. I know that everything that I need, whether Trump or Hillary or whoever, Joe Blow, whoever's there, I'm going to have it because my faith and my trust is leaning into God. And I'm going to trust God to bring it out all right. And when you begin to believe and to trust that God, when you begin to pray unto God and know that God is the key unlocker, and then when he unlocks it, nobody can lock it back. And when he locks it up, nobody can unlock it. So you got to know who you belong to. We don't know who we are. We don't know who we are in Christ. We don't know who we're serving. You know, we have to begin to get in our mind when we're praying, we're praying to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of God, the God that runs the whole universe. They had an incident at work. Only thing I know is I could not do what they were asking me to do. And I had the faith to believe that God was going to work it out for me. And I spoke it, and those of them, one quoted a scripture back to me was out of context. He told, but God said to me that if I can believe that and that he would do what I asked, and I trust and I believe, and I didn't only pray the prayer for me, I prayed it for my coworkers too. I asked God to help my faith to help their unbelief, that everything will come out all right. I don't care how they shake things up. If God has put you in a place, and if God has worked it out for you, the man can't change it. Nobody can go over God. God is over the Supreme Court. God is the Supreme Court of this world. Do you understand? You know, just know how powerful it is to pray to God of the whole universe. Keep that in mind when you're out here on these jobs, when you run into things that happen to you. And yes, we come short out here, but know that we have somebody. Know that God is in control. It don't matter what it looks like. Know that when you pray, that you are not praying, just praying in a room, that your prayers are going somewhere. If you believe that your prayers touch the throne of grace, I don't pray and I believe that God don't hear me. I believe I pray and I believe that he hear me, and I believe in the right season and the right time he will answer. If he don't answer that prayer, he'll let me know that this is what you pray, but this is what I'm doing. Huh? Oh, my God, from Zion, what a mighty God we serve. That's why you have to learn how to take it to the King in prayer. Take it to him. Leave it there. Lay before him. Call on him and get an answer. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, that just makes me glad. It makes me happy to know that I have somebody. So trust in him. Trust in him in your finances, your sickness, your disappointments, whatever it may be. Trust God. Pray and ask God to bring it out all right. And believe me, God's word will not come back void. Whatever you ask, it won't come back. It won't come back void. Pray and ask him. Pray for him to keep the covenant. Get a covenant with you and God. It's good to be in church. Assemble yourself. Go to church. But get your prayers in. Get your, have a covenant with God. Trust God. Follow God and not what man is saying. As, like I asked God all the time, I said, let this man be in me, which was also in Jesus Christ. Please direct my steps. I can't do it. Talk to him. Just like you talk to me, talk to him. Talk to him. And if you have a heart of anger toward God, go to him. Repent and come out of that and get in the right place with God. Pray. Pray for your families. Pray for your church. Pray for your core. Pray for when you see people out on the street that's less often you. Pray that God feed these people. Pray that God will help. If you can help, help. But if you don't have it where you can help, send a prayer. Send a prayer that God will send somebody to help them. Pray. I pray when I see ambulances going back, because by God, it could have been me. It could have been my family member. When I see somebody sitting out, I'm on the highway. They pulled over. I don't know what it is, but I pray because I'm on the highway all day long, up and down it. So I pray, Lord, that you would send them help and send them the right help. Let us pray. Let us pray for one another. Let us pray. Let us have a praying heart and a right spirit and watch God do the work. Let us get on our knees. Let us get in our knees and our hearts and pray unto God and watch God make a difference. God will fix it and he will turn things around. Just trust him and doubt not in your heart. When you ask, you must believe. You've got to believe. If you ask, you've got to believe that you're going to receive what God has for you. It is for you. And that's the message I have today, that prayer is the key to everything. Prayer will open up every single door in God's time. Pray. And don't forget to pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus will make a difference in your life. And once you begin to pray, watch God make a difference in your life. We must pray. We must trust. We must understand that God will answer the prayer in his time and not in our time. But we must understand that we're going to be okay. When you trust that you're going to be okay, you just bow down on your knees and you pray unto God and you ask God to show you and to show you. And then if you got something going on when you're praying like that, get busy and help somebody else. Try to help somebody else. Get your mind off of you. Get your mind off of your situation and get your mind on something else. Get your mind on something to help somebody else. And ask God to make a difference in your life. And as I always say in my closing, I'm going to pray and then I'm going to ask God to receive you into the kingdom. Father God, in the mighty name of God, I come to you, Father God, to say thank you. I pray, Father God, that this word went forward, that it would bless someone along the way, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that thy servant have walked in obedience unto you, Father God. I pray, Father God, for each and every person that will hear this message, Father God, that it would be a blessing unto them, Father God, that they would know, Father God, that you are a God of prayer answering, that if we ask anything in Jesus' name, that you would do it, Father God. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank you, and I want to thank you that I'm grateful, Father God. I thank you and I praise you for right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And those of you that's out of fellowship, go to Romans 10 and 9. Confess your sins with your mouth to the Lord Jesus Christ. And let him ask forgiveness of your sin and get back in fellowship with him. And he will forgive you. No way will he cast you out. If he saved me, if I was able to go, you can go too. Trust me. Oh, if I got to really telling you all of my story, and one day when God permits me and allows me, I'm going to walk you down the journey of Evangelist Connie Hayes to how I got where I am. And I give my testimony as God gives it to me, to those he wants me to share it with. But no, there is nothing too hard for God. Lean on him, trust him, and give it over to him. And I pray that you will pray that prayer, and I ask God to put you in a Bible-believing church filled with the precious Holy Ghost, that you will learn of him and get the covenant back with God, because God is a covenant keeper, and ask him to make a difference in your life. And I thank you so much for stopping by to hear what God shared with me to share with you today. And this is Evangelist Hayes, Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. If you need to talk with me, you can always call me at 708-715-4545. My email is walkingingodspurpose@gmail.com. I am also on Facebook. Please like me on Facebook. And if you get a chance, go by my website. And when you go by, please put a word, maybe encourage me, or just put a word there. I'm not asking for any finance. I'm not asking for anything. I'm just asking that you will go by the website, and perhaps something on there will bless you, and God will maybe give you an answer to some of your prayers by seeing the direction in which he's taking me in. And if God has given you an assignment, walk in obedience to what God has said and not unto man. To God be the glory. God bless you, and if God say so, I'll speak with you next week. And please forgive me, my sinus is really, really bad, but it doesn't stop me to come forward to bless you. And if by chance I'm not here next week because on Saturday, then I'll perhaps be on Sunday, but I will. As God guides me and lead me and give me the message for you, then I'll come out. No way have I come off the wall. I am an obedient servant unto Jesus Christ. If I'm not here, I'm working in the vineyard where my assignment is. And pray my strength in the Lord as I pray for you. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, God bless.